the Olympic Games on Off the Ball.
I was confident she was going to get a medal. She's a McSharry. Mona McSharry.
I'm writing myself into the history books.
All the medal-winning reaction on Off the Ball. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland. A proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Now it's a weekend where it's a chance for the players to impress ahead of the upcoming Ireland internationals in the WXV series, which is coming up in Canada next month. Leinster come in as defending champions into the Women's Interpros. Of course, rugby here and Off the Ball. With thanks to Bank of Ireland, they're a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing. The fixtures on weekend one of the Women's Interpros, you've got Munster against Ulster at Virgin Media Park, 2:30 on Saturday. And on the same day, you've got Leinster against Connacht. Now, Connacht turned over Leinster in the first round of games last year. Two tries to Maeve Dealey as they pulled off a shock win by 18 points to 17. Connacht will be hoping to get a win against the reigning champions at Energia Park at 4:45. Delighted to say we're joined by the Munster head coach for the season, Fiona Hayes. Fiona, how are you getting on?
I'm good, well, good. Yeah, different role now coming on here.
Does it feel different? Because you were working with Niamh Briggs previously. You've worked with a lot of these UL Bowls players. You won a couple of competitions last year, so you know a lot of these players very well. You're kind of covering all these players when they're away with Ireland anyway. So how have you found that transition into being the head coach at Munster?
Yeah, big jump in stress levels, I think, Will. It's full on now. So it's tough going, but it's just because there's such a wide range of squads. And this year in particular, we with the under 20 Six Nations, we had a lot of girls away at that. Some of the girls are in camp up in Ireland now that are contracted, so they're only released at certain times. So it's kind of trying to blend everything together. Before, I'd say in the past, even when I was playing, you went and you trained hard for your 10, 12 weeks and everyone was there and that was it and squads were picked. But now there's so many things interplaying and that it definitely is a bit harder in how you pick those squads. But look, it's very, very enjoyable. I had a great season with Bows and I'm looking forward to the next four games anyway.
Yeah, and look, I presume from a Munster perspective, picked by Leinster when it came to the final round of competition last year, is the hope to try and wrestle that title back this season?
Absolutely, yeah. Look, it's always a huge battle and in the past it would have been Leinster, kind of Munster, Connacht, Ulster are coming on and on. We have them in the first game. I've looked at the team sheet. They're getting better and it's these quality games in the Interpros. There's going to be a lot tighter games. I felt last year in particular, Will, that Leinster, in the end, they deserved that win. They were quite good. They peaked perfectly at the end of the tournament and I suppose we've looked at that a little bit as well, whereas we started out of the blocks and probably faded a little bit. So it's trying to get that balance. How do we go through those four games? Having a good squad is number one and being able to, I suppose, swap players in. And that's the way rugby's gone. You need to be making substitutions 55 minutes and getting these players a rest because they're playing week in, week out for the next 4 weeks. But look, it's, as I said, it's exciting. Definitely our challenge, I'm not going to lie, is to try and wrestle that trophy back. And we'll see when it comes finals day. In particular, it's building each game as you go. But when we come to that finals day, we want to be in that 1-2 playoff for certain.
Yeah, look, for I suppose anyone who's looking at the bigger picture here, we want all the provinces to be competitive because that's going to help to drive everything on, particularly when it comes to taking that step up to Division 1 next month in Canada. So effectively, how important was it for Ulster last year to finally end that run of over a decade of waiting for a win? They beat Connacht in the last round. As I already mentioned, Connacht beat Leinster in the first round last season. Leinster would bounce back and win the competition outright. But for the two of them to get those wins, I presume were quite important because generally I was looking back through the results between, say, Munster and Ulster ahead of the game this weekend. And generally Munster were putting 25, 30 points on Ulster. For them to actually win some matches last season must have been big.
It was huge. And that final day, I watched them down in the finals day was on in down in Cork and I watched them and how they grew through that competition from that first game we played. I thought they were absolutely outstanding. after bringing in a few players as well, they have Vicky Irwin is coming back from, she's over in Sale Sharks, so I think she's been released for the Interpros. You've Brittany Hogan back playing back row. Catherine Dane, who was off sick, and we wondered would she ever play rugby. It's just absolutely brilliant to see her back, albeit in an Ulster jersey, but look, she's someone who's really played with Ireland, added to that squad there, and they've some fantastic young players. Peter McAllister in the centre is another player who's brilliant. So I think they're getting more competitive and competitive. Like you said, Will, it's good for the game in general. And I think over this Interpro series, we'll see a lot tighter games. Generally over the years, as I said, it would have been maybe Munster or Leinster battling it out. But I feel like this Interpros in particular, when I'm reviewing games and looking at how things are, I think it's huge for Ulster how they finished last year, especially down in Cork as well on the Astro. And they'll be looking at bouncing into that and coming after this Munster us at home as well. So it's brilliant for the competition, and I think it will really, in saying that scoreline up in Ulster last year, I think it was 41-10 or something around that probably didn't reflect the game at all. We were under pressure definitely for that first half, so they've learned their lessons and they'll definitely be a team to go hard against us this weekend.
Yeah, Catherine Dane's a nice story, isn't it? We had her in studio here earlier this year and she was just kind of tiptoeing her way back into training and going back into full contact at the time. She played a preseason game against Leinster a few weeks ago to be ready for this. And, you know, like when someone's had something that scary happen to them, a brain hemorrhage at a reasonably young age, to have to step away from the game for a while, it's great to see her back in the pitch, isn't it?
And she's just a great personality as well, Will. She's one of the soundest people you'll ever meet. You know, she's so humble, a massive talent. And for her to have to step away in that fashion, I'd say really hurt her. As I said, you didn't want to ask questions around when was she coming back? Why is she coming back? Because it was such a huge thing. But she's put time. She's got herself slowly back into the system. And obviously that game, I on Instagram, I saw a lot of posts from rugby people in general. And the world, the rugby women's community, so behind her, delighted to see her in that jersey. And, you know, I suppose I'm going to have to take that delight hat off now and tell my players not to let her swipe at the ruck, because she's absolutely outstanding at catching those pillars off guard and running up the pitch. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that as well.
I hate to have to ask you about your own team here from, you know, obviously with how intimately involved you are with them getting them ready for the game this weekend. But who are we watching out for from a Munster perspective this year, Fiona? Who are you hoping is going to shine over the next 4 weeks?
Yeah, look, I think there's a very interesting project in the front row this year. Her name is Siobhan McCarthy. She's played with Munster in the past in second row, moved over and played in England. And for the last maybe... for last while, we've been trying her out a little project at Loosehead. She's been rocking it up at camp, and she's after getting her first start at Loosehead in this game. So I'm excited to see her. I suppose from a Bo's perspective, and to put that little hat on as well, is someone like Chisholm to come off the back of that. She didn't make the squad, any of the squads last year for Munster. And in the space of a year, you know, she's probably gone to one of the first names on the team sheet. Her electric speed, how she goes about her business now, is just brilliant to watch. And I'm excited to see her shine in a Munster jersey and take that step up, because I do believe she has the ability to push on and get in. She's in that Irish setup, but let's see her in a jersey, getting that Irish jersey. And she's someone exciting. And from my own point of view, having Enya Breen back in any squad is going to add so much to that back line. You've Steph Noonan beside her, who's been around a while. So two centres that really haven't played together at club, but when they come together, they train together, they gel really well. So there's a lot of players out there. Our back row as well is quite young. We've got Jane Clossy, she'd be Peter Clossy's daughter. A lot of people ask me, is she playing in the front row? I'm like, no, she Jane's a back row, second row, true and true. She's an absolute flyer. So look, I'd probably get killed because I left a few people out, but there's some lovely players. You've got Anna Kate Carnane, she's a girl that's on the bench. She's played with Shannon all season and she's really impressed. Ava O'Flynn is another one who's transferred from the wing to second row. So there's some players I'm so excited to watch in that kind of, I suppose, cauldron environment of Virgin Media or Musgrave Park, because that's where you know, that's where the fans are. There's a bigger buzz than any club game they'll ever play, and it's how to handle that pressure. And as a coach, you want them to handle it, but I actually have a little bit of excitement about watching them getting out there and actually being able to show what they can do.
Yeah, bloodlines are funny. The amount of times you got front row forwards or forwards who end up producing backs. I always think of Luke Fitzgerald from that yeah. point of view. People always said to Luke when he's coming in, he's like a centre or winger, like, why aren't you a forward? And he goes, oh, look, maybe the apple just fell slightly differently from the tree and ends up going out into the backs. How difficult has the preparation been, Fiona? Because you mentioned already that you've got centrally contracted players who could well be away. I know when we talk about Connacht in a moment, they had seven players and they've got some of their most important players injured. And Leinster have had a lot of players who are away for various different reasons and are coming back in only in recent weeks to get ready for this. Is it tricky? I mean, were you training with maybe a group that's away with some of your very elite players and then they pop in close to the Interpros? Or what's the preparation window been like?
Yeah, look, it's similar to that, Will. But the only thing I will say is that we knew that it's been very, to be fair, it's been outlined before the thing began. We know exactly who was going away with the 20s. We know the RFU have told us exactly how much we can get those Irish girls that are able to come down. We've Dorothy Wall, who's gone over to England, but she's going to be released. She's unavailable this week, but she'll come back into the squad for hopefully the remaining three games. Look, I think it's been tough, but at the same time we've had such a huge squad. We've had maybe at the start 50 girls that are training, so it's brilliant for those development players because they're coming in when we're missing players. When the 20s are away, I still would have had 30 players at training, you know, and we could have easily had 10 or 12 gone with the 20s or away with Ireland or on holidays as you do during the summer as well. So I think it's having that big squad and having those standards, and I think they will grow from that. Now, I know myself as a young person, you might be aggrieved then. You're saying, look at this one, she's coming back from having been here in 4 weeks. But look, we've spoke about this as a squad. It's the nature of the game at the minute. It's trying to get into that professional side of things, be a true monster or whatever way they are, if you are going to go and this Celtic Cup. So it's preparing for them to go into that full-time environment. Maybe a lot of them, there's some in the NTS, so it's that balance, and it's trying to balance those players, I suppose, that are available to train 24/7 all day every day that aren't in those environments, and it's trying to be able to embed those players back in. So it's tough, but as I said, that's the way the game is going. Before, you know, you could be out training with the same people week in, week out. It didn't matter who you were. You played with your club, you played with Ireland, you were playing everything. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of stuff brought in now, which is correct. You know, there's a lot of player welfare. Watch what they can train. They're up in camp, up in Ireland training. So, look, it's interesting. And as a head coach, this is my first time being involved in that. And, I'd say it's interesting.
Well, look, the flip side to the argument is if you're a good young back row in the Munster squad right now and Dorothy Wall comes in, the argument is you're bringing in an international quality back row who you can learn from when she's on the pitch for these big games as well.
Yeah, look, and that's it. Like, the selection is up every week. It's never, these players are definitely going to come back in. You know, we review all training sessions. We'll review some of the sessions even going on outside the Munster environment, because we want to look at everyone. And I'm a firm believer of a player that's in form. So look, if someone, you might have a development player that can light it up at training and they might step it up and come into that squad going forward. You know, it's about players in form and how they're performing and how they're gelling together. And look, you can't take away from the quality that is up in those Ireland camps or in those NTS, but at the end of the day, when you come into that Munster environment, it's about buying into the system. And we're so lucky with the squad that we have. Everyone is really happy, they're happy to learn, they're on board. And look, there's always going to be a bit of niggle around selection, but that's part of the process. You wouldn't be a competitive person and playing at that level if you didn't think you were one of the best players there. So I like that side as well.
Yeah, when I saw the Connacht name, team named even to play against Leinster earlier, first thing I did, I went to cross-reference against the Ireland under 18 squad, because I knew Connacht had a load of players on that. Mm-hmm. They won the Ireland, effectively the provincial competition for 18s and 7s last year, so they're national champions under 18. So clearly they're trying to blood a lot of them together in the squad at the same time. So it's an interesting job ahead there for Emer O'Dowd and for Gavin Duffy and for Ali Miller, who's involved in the coaching team this year as well. They are going to be hoping, I suppose, that the work that's being done at underage level in Connacht is going to bear fruit. It's a young enough looking squad, but a very interesting looking one.
Yeah, and it's exciting for them to be working with that as well. And you know, Will, over the years, I don't know how many years ago it was now, but I'd say 6 or 7 years ago when I was coaching, maybe less, the Munster under 18, I remember every year Connacht were the strongest team. They were so good, so physical. You know, and the second year we won it. The first year, the second year I was in charge. I think it was Leinster, but it was a very close Leinster Connacht final. Always them. They were so close, and it's great to see the last couple of years that they're now winning. So they've put a lot invested in that, and to have these girls have the ability, I suppose they've built those connections at under 18, 11 as well, and have them step into that environment. It's going to be exciting for Emer Ali to watch that. And yes, it's going to be very daunting because it is a young squad, and we all know at senior rugby, men, women, whoever's playing it, there's always a little bit of added something that goes on in the rucks or whatever, scrum time. There's always someone poking you or doing something to annoy you. So look, that's all part and parcel of the game. And I think getting these people in playing in that environment can only mean for them to step up to that Irish level that they're going to be so, if they can play in these interpros and feel comfortable in that environment, it's only going to add to Ireland as years go by to have these kind of players, Munster players, whoever it is, but these underage players really comfortable in that environment. And that's something I've seen as well with the younger girls coming in. We've had a good breed of 18, 19, 20 year olds come into the, straight into the Munster setup, because they would be on the NTS and it was kind of all marked beforehand. We would have had the squad just when the AIL was ending, you know, you would have known exactly who was going to make that step up. And these players are training. They're not afraid of anyone. They will give it as good as they get. And there's no standing back, or there's no one a bit nervous about the likes of, just say, Dorothy Wall or Chloe Pierce. They'll give every bit as good. So I love to see that. And that's what I think you need with these younger players, that, you know, lack of, I suppose, having confidence and belief in themselves.
Yeah, I think Adele McMahon, who's part of the senior, I guess we'll call it the leadership group, I think is what Scott Beaman call it. She's a co-captain with the Ireland team at the moment. So she's going to be involved in the pack with them, and probably very important with all those young players around. The disappointment, if you're a Connacht fan coming into this, Fiona, is the fact that Aveen Riley has the ACL injury, which is going to sideline her for a while. And Bavien Parsons is just after having surgery after the sevens in Paris as well. So like, there's two key Ireland internationals they're not going to have.
Yeah, look, and I think Aveen Riley is an absolute huge loss to them. To be honest, I think she's absolutely superb. I ran into her, I think, in a nightclub over in Paris there for the Olympics. She was over watching, and, you know, you feel sorry for these people that probably, you know, it's the nature of rugby, but she could have been out in that pitch playing with those girls, and you've really got to feel it. And I think if she was, I'd say she would have also came home and played her part in these interpros, because she's pivotal to Connacht. And you ask anyone that looked at that Leinster-Connacht game last year in particular, their first opener Connacht of the Interpros last year, Aveen Riley was absolutely just outstanding. She was brilliant. She's excellent at sniping, and she's one of these players who just brings her pack into the game, and I love watching her. So it'll be a huge loss, but it's also on the other side, Will, as you said, it's a chance for them to blood in a new nine, because I know Mary Healy had been playing with Connacht for years as well, and now they have a chance to absolutely get these younger players and get them into that cauldron and see how they go.
Yeah. How was Paris, by the way? I should have asked you at the top really about that. I saw you at Stade de France taking a few photos. I caught a good bit of the women's sevens over the weekend, just got the weekend before, and like played quite well against Australia, I would have thought, at the end of the pool stage as well. That was probably the best performance, was it?
Yeah, it was brilliant to watch. Look, I was over there. The environment, I hate to say it, I don't want to be this person, but I think absolutely just making the Olympics was so good for them. They obviously wanted to get a medal, and I'm sure, you know, they had those in their plans, but the buzz around the stadium with any team, whether you lost, whether you drew, whether you won, it was the exact same crowd interaction. Everybody was just buzzing and on fire, and it was just brilliant to watch. And I thought the girls in that Australian game in particular were just superb. Unfortunately, when it came to that kind of the next game, they probably would be disappointed. But look, that's the nature of sevens. A day in sevens can make a huge difference to a squad. You saw it in the men's. You could have a couple of injuries, and it's huge. But they should be so proud of themselves, because everybody that was over there watching them, you know, how they performed, how they went about their business, and just even, you know, the whole environment around that sevens in the Olympics was just so exciting to watch from an Irish perspective.
Yeah, I guess, look, a new leader has to be found now with Lucy Mulhall retiring at the end of it. Kind of, I suppose, a natural end is to go at the end of an Olympic cycle, but she's been such an important leader for that group, Fiona, like across the World Series for the last few years.
Wow. Wow. When I'd watch sevens, I know a lot of people think, you know, an old prop like me wouldn't be interested in sevens, but I actually love sitting down and I get glued. I'd say I'm going after this match because it's 14 minutes and I could be watching Zimbabwe versus whoever, but I'll stay again. I just absolutely love it. And every time I've seen Lucy Mulhall put on a green shirt in that seven, she is a leader, but she leads with what she does on the pitch. You can see from her teammates, from anyone that's around her and knows her, they absolutely adore her. They respect her. She's so humble. And I think she'd probably be upset getting that injury to finish. But for her even getting to the Olympics, I think she was injured before. It was absolutely huge, and no better person to captain a team and lead them that way. And for her to bow out like that, I think it, after all they're trying, you know, and the couple of repechages up in Dublin, they would have been disappointed a good few years back. But for them to go there herself, Stacey Flood, Amy Lee, they've been through it all, and to finish on having competed in the Olympics, I think it's just a perfect fit for her.
Yeah, a rugby coverage here in Off the Ball with thanks to Bank of Ireland. They're a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster. Never stop competing. The team to compete against here, Fiona, are Leinster, aren't they? The defending champions. A spattering of Ireland internationals across their squad that I saw named today as well. They've got a lot of depth there as well. They probably are the team to beat in this Interpro Series.
Absolutely. Look, and I had a look at their squad today. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think even Aoife Wafer, she's probably still recovering from injury. She was just absolutely outstanding. She kicked, a lot of people might have seen her with Ireland and how she performed, but how she performed in that Interpros last season really kick-started that for Leinster. She was superb in the back row. She absolutely killed us. I hate to say, unfortunately, she was just unbelievable. And this Leinster team, I suppose it's the squad depth they have. They've really good coaching setup, and they are the team to beat. You know, even looking at that first team, I could be wrong. I would imagine they've mixed a couple of things up. They have the ability to, you know, play three or four different teams in each game. And they're such talent there. And when you win an Interpros, I suppose your head is high, you're back, you're ready to go, you're feeling confident. It can be a good thing. But I suppose from our perspective, we'd be disappointed with more of our performance and how we finished off the season last year. So we are trying to build on that. And obviously against Leinster, hopefully, or whoever in that last day will be huge. But Leinster's, it's definitely, they deserved it last year and they'll be looking to come out again. Even their front row are solid, like absolutely tough, immovable objects. Linda Zhuang is in there again and she's just has been absolutely huge. But look, as I said, we've a couple of fresh faces in our front row. So I'm looking forward to seeing their battle as well against these big players.
Yeah, no, I think it's a strong team they've picked for that game against Connacht tomorrow, but maybe there is half an eye in the game against Munster and Cork on the following week on the 17th. So all that to look forward to. Fiona, best luck over the next few weeks in the Interpros, and thanks a million for chatting to us this afternoon.
Cheers, thanks for having me, Will.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.